This exercise is called Looking Deeply into Our Food Preparation. This is a perfect exercise for using another raisin. Pick up one raisin and hold it in your hand. Look at it with your physical eyes. Notice colors, shapes, surface textures, areas of light and dark. You can use your finger to roll the raisin around in the palm of your hand. Now imagine that you can see into the raisin and see its history. It's like having X-ray vision. It's like seeing a videotape of the raisin's life, but you're running that videotape backwards, from this moment backwards. For example, you see how the raisin was placed in your hand. And you can see where it came from before it was put into your hand, perhaps from a bowl or a plate or a box. And then you see the person who opened that box. And then you see the person who got the box off the shelf, maybe in the kitchen. And then before that, you see the person who bought the raisins and put them on the shelf. And before that, maybe the grocery store where they bought them. See them taking them down off the shelf and checking them out at the checkout counter. And then what came before that? Maybe a clerk putting the boxes on the shelf, unpacking them from a big box, stamping them with prices. And what came before that? That big carton of boxes of raisins maybe came in a truck. You see the people unloading them from the truck into the grocery store storage area. And then where did they come from before that? So you trace the truck back to the warehouse. Food warehouse, distribution center, the people who moved the raisins around there. And what about before that? Trace them back to the raisin processing factory and all the people who are involved in packaging them there, preparing them, and then back to the place they were grown. To the vineyard where the raisins were grown and dried, and all the people who handled them and prepared them there. And then move back even further to who tended the vines, where the grapes grew, and who planted the vines. Keep going backwards, looking with the inner eye at all the living beings, the people, the animals, and the plants, whose life energy flowed into this one raisin, into getting it into your hand. And when you get back to the grape plant, ask it where it came from, and then extend your special vision backwards in time. Where did that grape plant come from? And before that, where did it come from? Go back as far as you can, back through ancestral grapevines and different countries. Use your imagination. Now we ask some questions. The first question is, how many people do you think were involved in bringing this one raisin to you? 10? 20? 100? Next question. If you included all the living beings, the animals, the plants, the insects, the worms, and the little microscopic organisms in the soil that had a role in the life of this raisin and bringing this raisin to you, how many beings do you think that might be? How many beings' life energy flowed into this raisin and bringing it to you, to your life? Now, the third question is, can you imagine how far back in time the life of this raisin goes? Where did the carbon, the hydrogen, the iron in this raisin originate? Take it back as far as you can. How old then is this raisin? And the fourth question, when you consider the life energy of all of the beings who contributed to the life of this raisin, and thus when you eat it, contribute to your life, how could we repay them? How could we repay them all? If you're part of a mindful eating group, you might want to discuss this question together. How can we repay the life energy of all the beings that brought this raisin to us? Thank you.